Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio on Schraubhomevideo.com. God damn it.
I thought you were going to say on the street. I was like, what? Don't do that.
Oh yeah, on the street. I wish I knew it. Thanks for joining us. Okay, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And is there a donation Chiron up there? It's just my Venmo.
But yeah, we appreciate all your support. It's very nice to join this family, and we love doing this live.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself, but let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend from the podcast Hunk with Mike Bridenstine. It's Mike Bridenstine.
Hey, thanks.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I got clapped. I got clapped for
it. Yeah, you're getting claps. Good job.
It's a sound effect.
So this is weird because we just discovered this. We have a Discord, so I don't know how anyone finds Discords, but on our Discord, we had done an episode with you like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
Where you told a story about puking on the same girl twice with a 2-year separation in between.
Yes.
And they were trying
right. You laughed really hard. Okay, yes, I remember this.
And they were trying to figure out who it was
me.
So that they could find the episode. And I was asking Willie, and you were like, are you fucking with me? That's me.
It's me.
So there's your answer to our Discord. It's the Mike Bridenstine episode.
I also have an album that I tell that story on, if you want to hear it.
What's the album called?
The Hungry Wolf Hunts Best. Is the name of the album. So my podcast is called Hunk. The other thing is called the. It's really dumb names. I'm sorry. Real Life Sci-Fi was taken.
Well, I mean, how do you name a comedy album? It's like, what are you gonna?
I went through and listened to myself.
You have to be kind of funny, but not like jokey.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And then Robin Von Swank took a picture of me with blood all over my face, and I didn't realize you can't advertise blood on social media.
I did TikTok for like a month, and I had a real gun. Well, it was a prop gun, but it looks real. And they wouldn't let me post it.
Yeah.
Just for having a gun. I killed myself in it, but but I didn't know that
I
they
did
were
heinous
like that
things with a gun. Shit, yeah.
I had a video where I walked over a volcano firework, and they couldn't post it because it's dangerous.
Really?
So yeah. I'm like, all right, yeah. Well, these kids.
Jeez, I mean, remember Beavis and Butthead? That's who started it all. You can't say fire anymore.
When I was in...
remember? In they'd middle- be like, fire.
I remember.
Kids started setting fires.
When I was in middle school, we used to... A group of friends of mine and me, myself, however you say that sentence, we used to make up funny songs about Satan because it was just ridiculous.
Funny songs about Satan is a great name for an album.
Yeah.
And then after we left, you weren't allowed to say Satan. Because I don't know what they thought.
Kid in my high school had to turn his butthole surfers t-shirt inside out, promoted homosexuality, according to my principal.
Oh.
Butthole surfers.
Well, surfing must be sex. Because what else do you do with that thing?
Nothing straight, tell you that much. Inside out, Buster.
I think I know what you're trying to pull here, kid.
I'm with the principal in theory, but not in practice. I always cringed at the name of that band, Butthole Surfer. I hated it.
It's not a good name. If you could turn it inside out, not a good name for a band.
That's Butthole is one of those things where when you hear
turn it inside out, it's and we're talking about butthole surfing. It sounds like you're going to turn your butthole inside out.
That promotes homosexuality.
Butthole's one of those words where when I hear the word, I picture one.
Me too.
And I'm like, so it's weird because there aren't that many words.
I have a disorder. I can't picture a butthole. It's a weird one.
Let's do a little meditation practice. I'll cure you of this.
Okay.
When you wake up, you'll be able to picture a butthole.
Okay. This will help a lot.
You're getting sleepy. Mostly because of the content. All right. We have a thing here called the WOW Scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. You did this a couple years ago, but I'm sure you don't remember.
Things might have changed. We had a wild few
things
years.
Things are constantly changing. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. But don't, you know, just answer the questions. Okay. Don't get caught up in the scoring. I'll tabulate the score. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW Scale?
Ready.
WOW Scale. What are your thoughts? Well, okay. First question is a three-parter.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'm going to go twos across the board. I think that the current tick...
No. Just answer. Don't do the score thing.
Aliens? Yes. visited Earth? Ever?
Yeah.
Yes. 300 years? Yes.
Okay.
I don't believe those videos that we're seeing, though. They're too anxious to show us those videos.
The UFOs?
Yeah, like the military's like, look at these videos of aliens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think so.
What do you think they are?
A way to make the budget higher for the military.
Uh-huh.
Like, look at these aliens and stuff. We got to shoot at them.
Yeah, we need more trillions of dollars.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, okay. And they push through the new, you know, the new Space Force that quickly, even though the Air Force had a Space Force. It's just like everyone's like, yeah.
Ending the war on terror. We got to fight Tic Tacs that zip around the sky.
That's fine. I'm not afraid of the Tic Tacs being orphaned. They're going to get the money. I mean, give them the money.
If they have a wedding, I'd love to bomb it. Let's be honest. Fuck your Tic Tac wedding.
Question number two. Do you believe in, or what are your thoughts on ghosts?
I'm going to go with.
Don't do a score, please.
Oh, no ghosts.
No ghosts.
No ghosts.
All right.
I've had people give me theories on certain rooms that you've been in, like for music and stuff, like have more energy. But I'm just like, that's just people excited to see a thing.
Yeah. The Beatles recorded here. Right. Abbey Road.
Right. I don't think it's the ghost of the Beatles.
Yeah. It couldn't be. Unless they all died there.
It's Paul McCartney's ghost.
That's how ghosts work, man. You have to die in the place.
Rivers of pee. I promise I wouldn't say this, but we watched Get Back, my wife and I, and wife, no irony, referred to John Lennon's wife as Okinono. And I promised I wouldn't tell it, but I just did. Okinono. Wasn't trying to be funny.
That's what I would say about her art.
I tried to watch that.
It's paint drying.
It's just them. Does it change? I watched a half hour of just them writing music.
I mean, they tune their guitars and stuff, and they go, like, this room's bad,
the whole thing? Isn't it like six episodes?
Wow, it sure was hyped to be something bigger than
I know. And at the beginning, they do like a montage of their career, and it's like, this is for the nerds. They know this stuff, like the back of their hand.
Yeah. And Peter Jackson directed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you?
I mean, it makes sense because he made those movies that are very long.
But can you call it directing if he's just playing a long
found footage
one take?
Yeah. He comes in.
It's great. Did you watch the whole thing?
I decided to not cut it.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I fell asleep during the first one.
Yeah, it's insanely boring. I don't understand it. Question number three: Bigfoot.
No.
Right here, man.
There he is. No, I'm not. No.
Not into Bigfoot.
No.
What about psychics?
No.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
Were you raised religious at all?
Catholic.
Okay.
So, no. Yeah. No, yeah.
Are you practicing Catholic?
No.
Is that what you call a Catholic?
Yeah.
A Catholic?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. I don't want to get any hate mail. Question number five.
Yeah.
Are you superstitious?
Yes. Trying to get out of it, though. I was a Cubs fan, and we did the thing where, like, if they scored a run, like, this is before they won the World Series, when they went that long, long stretch, we would be like, you were sitting there, and you were there, so you have to go sit there.
Yeah.
And I would, like, but then I realized that's stupid.
Do you think that the Cubs winning got rid of a lot of people's
1,000%.
Yeah, yes. Right?
Yeah, Cubs fans were insane. And so I think that after they won, people were like, okay, I don't have to carry around this thing in my pocket.
I had the same nachos when they lost.
Yeah. They got to change their underwear.
I can never eat nachos again. Fuck.
People would really do that, though.
Yeah, baseball fans are the worst of all sports fans, right? When it comes to tradition and superstition.
It's older than the other one, so I guess so. Maybe college football might have some weirder stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, don't pay them.
The eye or whatever.
In baseball, you're sitting there for quiet for too long, so everybody's in their heads.
Yeah, there's a lot of downtime to sit and, like, cook up some ghost stories in your head. We might lose. A billy goat and a jersey got bit. Like, it's just terrible.
Wait, does that mean you're a Bears fan?
No, I don't really follow the NFL.
Okay. That's probably for the best. CTE I liked and the whatnot.
College football. That's what everybody was into growing up. We didn't really, it was kind of equidistant between like different NFL teams, whereas the Cubs were on TV and the Bulls had Michael Jordan. So it was easy to like those two teams. But
I already forgot. You said Ohio?
Iowa. Close.
Iowa.
In
Iowa is Bulls. Ohio backwards, right?
Yeah, that's the trick. Where it's like
Iowa.
Ohio. Yeah, I thought you were serious.
Why?
You're like a, I'm pretty sure you're a zero, dude. No, I'll give you a one. You're a one.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he believes in aliens, nothing else. And then he's,
I'm an alien teetotaler.
So yeah, welcome to the Wade side. Woo. Nice. Rock on, bro.
I'm a five.
Are you?
Well, okay. All right, Willie. Hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, elongated skulls around the world. But now a new DNA discovery reveals something very unique. Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Boy. Have you guys heard of these elongated skulls? Like, they're all over the place in like Ancient Aliens and stuff, but like, you know, I always feel like they have been not looked at seriously and just pushed aside a lot.
So they're just talking about Raiders fans.
I mean, just like,
if you followed the NFL, you'd get it.
I feel like it's right. I don't know it, but I feel like it's good. I like it.
I don't. We've talked about like giants and stuff, but this is different. This is elongated skulls. And are they? Which, I guess, which way on which access are they elongated?
Well, so kind of like,
are they tall?
Like, it's like this fat, just like, you know, long.
Yeah.
Vertical or horizontal? Are we talking
like crocodile skulls?
Like cone heads? Like the cone heads.
Okay, like cone
which heads. Makes sense because Dan Aykroyd, you know, like
yeah, because he's into this stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, it's cool because they made a comedy. It has nothing to do with anything, but I'm like, you probably got it from looking up elongated skulls.
I texted you before this because I was like, do I need to prepare a monologue? And you were like, you were going to talk about elongated skulls. I know about the Huns.
Yeah.
Attila the Hun. The Huns had elongated skulls.
The same way?
Long tall ones?
Yeah. Yeah, which is great. I don't think a lot of people know that elongated skulls actually do happen all over the world. And so the
baby Peyton got Manning. A soft head, right?
Peyton Manning. Yeah, the official story is you get a baby with a soft head.
I got
and
that football bind, reference.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
you bind their head so that it grows in such a way that their cranial capacity.
You do it on purpose?
Bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Differentiate. Why would you circumcise yourself?
Well, cleanliness. I mean, listen, I'm not a proponent.
You know how clean one of those heads is?
A dick head.
No.
Oh, an elongated head.
Elongated head.
No.
It could have gone either way, though. Raiders.
Don't call back my fucking bomb.
Oh, something dropped.
It was your beer.
Yeah.
Oh, empty one.
Empty.
So the official story, if you look it up, is that they've been binding.
So this is on purpose.
Yeah.
Was the Huns,
well, you seen the ladies
purpose?
With the long necks and everything?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and the earlobes and everything.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Why would you do that?
It's like there's why would punk you do music that
all over the big world? Right. So like one reason is that
which Asian community does the binding of the feet to make the women's feet smaller?
Yeah, I don't know which one, but that's pretty crazy. Like,
that's
I was going to say China, but I didn't know if that was real.
Yeah, it is. The feet end up like folding so they can fit into really small shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's crazy, but it's crazy.
Crazy.
And so one idea is that, they do it for spiritual reasons to be more important, I guess, in your, you know, like, oh, you're a Hun. You must. It's because you have, you know.
Did it?
Status.
Who else? Do you know who else did it? Or Well, we got Huns, we got...
They found some in Tibet, in Peru, in America, in South America, and...
They're everywhere.
So if you look at,
and
you know,
South America.
The pharaoh Akhenaten in Egypt was always depicted as a... not always. He started out... They used to draw him normal, and then they started drawing him with an elongated head and his queen Nefertiti, and then all of his kids and King Tut. And so, like, these pharaohs, yeah...
It was status.
That's the biggest reason they say status and spiritual stuff.
Does it squish up your brain?
Well, so this is one of the weird things.
There is a catch.
Listen, you're going to look great,
but
you're not going to be very smart.
They say that.
But all you got to do is sit on a chair all day and tell people what to do.
Your baby's going to cry for years, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, right.
Some people say that there is no extra brain mass from doing that, but a lot of people say that there is. So like some of these skulls they found in Peru have like 2.5 times the size of the brain.
So if you smush your head up, your brain's like, I got to get bigger to fill this goddamn skull.
Like it allows your brain to grow more in there. Yeah. So you have more brain mass, and that brain mass is working.
This settles it.
Well. I don't know if you know this, Mike, but different parts of the brain do different things. So what part of the brain is filling this void?
Or like elongating like the anger, the rage
maybe.
Part?
Oh, snap.
The psychopathic tendencies?
No.
I mean, I don't know anything about brains, but...
Sorry, I'm getting a weird call. I was supposed to get COVID tested this weekend before work, and I didn't. So I don't know if I can go in tomorrow. We'll deal with that later.
Can't you do a self-test?
Holy shit. I just forgot. But one idea out there now is that some people say that they binded their skull. They didn't just come up with it all over the world. That they saw other beings that had them and they were imitating them.
Okay.
Oh, like aliens, you mean?
Yeah.
Got
or different human species, you know, like because they say that they found some elongated skulls on purpose that were Neanderthals, which blows the whole thing.
Are you
crazy.
Saying that incorrectly on purpose, or is that a different? Is that a different?
I've heard it both ways.
Okay.
Do you say Genghis Khan too? Do you call Robert De Niro Bob?
That's my favorite one.
I was with Bobby.
I was with Bobby the other day.
Yeah.
Well, he's sorting out his work situation.
I'm sorry, I got to send something.
Mike, what's new?
So,
I'm in charge of his COVID testing, and I've been sending him texts,
sitting around all day waiting for him.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing is, a lot of these old societies that have the skulls in them, you know, there's this crazy idea that about 8,000 years ago, civilizations started at the same time all over the world with different groups of people everywhere.
They just like all started?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
We got an ice age and we got ice age ends. People are like
hunter-gatherers, nomads, and then all of a sudden there's societies everywhere all over the world at the same time. And within all of a lot of these old societies, they have people referenced in them that had elongated skulls. So one idea is that the elongated skulls might have been, let's say they were aliens that came here let's just go with the aliens one. So they spawned societies to start everywhere and gave information to everyone to start the society.
Well, we know how to do it. We know how to make a skull long, right? If we really wanted to. So they would have known how to do it. So we don't need the aliens to do it.
But one idea.
No,
that
we don't need them. But they looked at the aliens and they're like, oh, we should look like that.
Unattainable beauty standards.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a magazine from the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. So these aliens are pretty ooh la la, and they're like, how can I compete?
Right.
With these long head fucking alien hotties.
But how do you do it? You just wrap your head up?
You need wood. You need a board.
Oh.
You got rope. Yeah, you wrap it up real tight. And so when you're a baby and your brain is forming.
Yeah.
When you squeeze that
place where you're not supposed to knock on their head.
You got
to
knock on it.
Yeah.
You got to knock on that place.
Swell it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's an old wives' tale because we know what happens to those skulls. You ever see somebody at the back of their heads all flat? Their parents didn't
rotate your body enough, move your head enough?
I wish mine was flatter. I feel like mine...
a little too perfect?
I don't know if it's perfect. It's
Let me see it. It's got a good head. Look at that head.
I think it's a beautiful head. I think it's good to have the...
I've been working on my neck to fill it out a little bit, make it look...
Too much back there?
Huh?
Too much back there? A little junk in your trunk?
Yeah. It just kind of shoots out, and I feel like I look like a skinny sixth grader.
You see the back of Wade's head?
A skinny sixth grader.
That's what I said.
Those don't exist anymore.
I gotta figure out follow-up questions. Oh, go.
No, the COVID test people.
You're getting us back on track.
So, in Malta, it's just like these three islands in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. They at this place called Halsepleion Hypogeum. This is a prehistoric place. They found thousands of skulls there. They basically found an underground pyramid, had 33 chambers in it, had 11,000 bodies in it.
Made out of bodies or made out of stones?
Made carved into the stone. But they found a bunch of bodies in there, 11,000. And they were all kind of thrown out.
That's a lot of bodies.
Yeah. That's a lot of bodies. That's more than Gacy had.
And so, yeah.
By a lot. He had like 30 bodies.
Yeah.
He had 11,000 bodies.
11,000.
Where's this? Malta? Not going there.
Right. And so within that,
basement in Malta. Fuck you.
So, I mean, some people think that there was a big flood that happened. And that's why all the bodies were in there.
Moses. No, Noah. Catholic.
Yeah, you got it.
Very religious.
Does the time work out? Is it Noah, right?
It's gotta work out. Civilization started all over, flood, 8,000 years, works out.
Yeah. I'm the guy who apparently one of the commenters said, I don't know the difference between BC and AD. So
why don't you?
I do.
So that commenter.
He's so wrong.
Wrong. Incorrect.
I guess it's a he. It's probably a he.
Probably a he.
No woman's going to waste their time. Yeah. They don't care.
No woman's ever said, you don't know the difference between AD and BC ever.
Hey, asshole. So within those 11,000 bodies, they found over 1,000 elongated skulls in that mix. In this underground pyramid.
1 out of 11.
Almost 10%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so the crazy thing, so like it's basically accepted as fact in
that it was natural?
In the science community, what's accepted is that every elongated skull is a binded skull. In these skulls specifically, and some other ones too, but these ones specifically, they're missing a couple parts of the skull to say, oh, these skulls have, it was something with their DNA. They weren't binded because they didn't have the crack. They weren't sewn together. They didn't have the sagittal satchel.
This is new information. So we got cracking of skulls. Is the skull?
Well, you know, like when your skull is being formed, or whatever. There's cracks in there where they seal together, like at the top. You know, like it's open so that your brain can grow, and then it seals.
So everyone's not just binded skulls. Everyone's.
Yeah.
So these had none of that.
They didn't have that. So they're like, oh, this is
natch.
This is a weird thing because these weren't binded. They think it could be another species of sapiens, I guess. Not Homo sapiens. It could be another humanoid species.
Yeah.
Erectus.
and or aliens. You know, no, aliens are going to be hard to
either humans or aliens. One of the two.
Of, you know, because it's like
you'd bury the aliens with the humans in that pyramid. I don't think so.
Oh, the flood.
So that flooded right into a fucking pyramid.
Well, yeah, it was underground. It was underground pyramid. And so they got a big flood happened.
And all of them perfectly went into the thing.
They were in it.
Oh, they were living in there.
They were living in the pyramid.
Or visiting. You know, whatever reason they
I don't like this story at all. It scares me.
I know, right? I'm not going into underground pyramid.
They're hanging out in a pyramid that's underground.
11,000 people.
And
some of them
were
human. Some of them were just long-skulled humanoids.
Yeah.
And then a flood came. They're like, we're staying.
Well, I think that it was
what is an underground pyramid? How does that?
It's just dug out. The chambers are dug out.
So it's just tunnels.
This is the plot of the Da Vinci Code.
I just watched the Da Vinci Code. This couldn't be farther from the plot of the Da Vinci Code.
It's in the Louvre, in the underground pyramid.
Oh, it is. You're right. There is an underground. You got me. You know your stuff. You know your Dan Wilson? I don't remember.
Brown, but okay. Yeah. Raiders.
Don't.
And so just to throw in another set of elongated skull in Paracas, Peru, in 1928, they found
Caracas, Peru.
Paracas.
So they got Caracas, Venezuela, and Paracas, Peru.
Right?
This is just you showing off your geology knowledge.
I heard a song with all the capitals when I was in sixth grade, stuck with me.
Can you sing it right now?
Yes.
Will you?
Caracas, Venezuela, Bogota, Colombia, Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, La Paz, Bolivia, Asuncion, Paraguay, Montevideo, Uruguay, Brasilia, Brazil, That's the whole thing.
But that's not catchy. It doesn't even rhyme.
Those if it's not catchy, how come I just spit hot fire at you?
You've got an amazing memory.
Thank you. I can do the whole McDonald's menu, too.
The McDLT song?
Yeah.
All beef patty?
Big Mac, McDLT, quarter pounder, with some cheese, filet, fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular, large size salad, chef or garden, or chicken salad, oriental, big boob breakfast, egg muffin, hot cakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese, and sausage, genius, Hasper, 2 4 desserts, hot apple pie, Sunday super variety, sausage, okay, it's taking up too much time.
Did you have the square record?
Yes, the square record.
That was great.
He knows.
I know, too. I had the square record.
He was poor. Couldn't afford McDonald's.
It was cheap. It must have been really poor. So these other skulls in Peru had something weird about them, too, where there was only one parietal plate. It had other genetic features that...
I don't know enough about skulls.
I know. I don't either. That's why I'm kind of brushing over, because I'm like...
Yeah, I'm just like, I guess that's a part of the skull.
But in 2018, they did a DNA test on these things.
You know, there's a skull on the Raiders helmet.
Logo.
It's a skull?
And bones.
That's a guy.
It's like a pirate.
It's like a guy.
I thought it was a skull. Is it a guy?
It's a skull.
It's a guy. It's a guy wearing a hat
badge. It's a guy. It's a guy.
Well, I thought he had a skull head.
No, he's got a face.
Yeah, he's got a face.
He's a person.
He's got a nose. That's the difference between a skull and a face.
Yeah.
The nose.
He has a nose and an eye patch because he had an eye. Now.
Yeah, but you could die as a skeleton and still have the eye patch.
You could. And your fingernails grow.
What did you think in Goonies when there was an eye with pearls on it?
I didn't like it.
I didn't see it till I was an adult.
Oh.
So
he takes the eye patch off and it's full skull.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. That's not a thing.
I know. I was like, it's like most people that have an eye patch still have an eye socket. So it was kind of weird.
It's the weirdest thing about that movie.
So they dated dated some of the skulls from Peru, and they dated to about 2,000 years old, and they did some within the DNA testing. It had the mitochondrial genome of the mother side matched some elongated skulls from the Black Sea in Central
Holy
Asia.
Holy shit.
So it was weird because here they are saying like, oh, there's these things could be related. Oh, well, I mean, they are. They match some of the DNA.
Weird.
So elongated skulls from Peru were related to elongated skulls in Chin.
Well, but this could just be Pangaea, right?
Humans were not on Pangaea.
I thought they were.
No, you're thinking of dinosaurs.
Well, but I don't know the difference between dinosaurs and people. Wait, but they
humans
weren't,
started in
Africa. I thought.
Well, what? How long have humans been around?
Haven't they all been connected in some way? Doesn't it all go back to Africa? Didn't they?
That's kind of the weird thing is that.
Yeah, but when you get your 23andMe, it doesn't go Africa.
No, you're right. I have zero Africa.
Right. I got.
Is that a surprise? I'm a pretty good drummer.
I could see like a little bit of Africa.
Yeah.
Like you're pretty.
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
If you
Isn't
randomly
like a real
took
jazzy guy.
Yeah, man. ski bopping all over the place.
I could see that. Back of your head's beautiful.
If you randomly took any two people.
I'm sorry. Did you guys do your ancestry?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
All Northern European. Boring as fuck.
Like Scandinavia?
Irish, English, Scottish.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And then like a hodgepodge of other. Like the most exotic thing was like 0.1% Spanish. And then I had Neanderthal.
Thank you for the correct pronunciation.
Nice.
Yes.
Dude, I had everything but England.
No England.
I had all the surrounding areas and then no England.
Your people were not allowed in the city gates.
Since then, new results have come in, and I do have a little English, but
I had a little bit of everything.
Everything?
I mean, it seems.
You got everything.
That's cool.
I'm a big mix.
All right, so go on with your skulls.
So they were saying if you just took two random people anywhere in the world, they'd have 20 to 26 changes in their DNA from their human sample, right? Just being like, that's what you get from it comparing any two humans.
They would have how
20
many?
To 26
changes until they were back to.
No. Just that, like, within all their DNA, on average, you'll have like 20 to 26 differences of just like. In general,
in your DNA chain,
but these elongated skulls had up to 50 differences. So they're like, this is totally extreme. Totally, they're basically saying that
it's aliens. That's what they're saying.
Wouldn't aliens have way different
or
DNA?
Or a different human? But the thing is like humans might be aliens. You know?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen Alien?
Like,
yeah, just long back of the skull.
Yeah, but you know the one before that? What's it called?
Alien.
Prometheus.
Oh. Where the alien goes and he like bleeds into the river or something.
He like drops like DNA into the river that like eventually leads to humanity.
That's what we're saying.
So like one idea that is prevalent from, you know, ancient.
Aren't we
ancient
like basically
theory.
Related to chimps?
We're in the same tree.
Yeah,
they're I thought like you were a Catholic, dude.
We are closer to chimps than than an African elephant is to an Indian elephant.
That's crazy.
Like maybe you see them the same.
Well,
but you're wrong.
That's an interesting thing, though. It's like since they're so far
shit about elephants. Just get mad about it.
They're so far apart from each other, but they look similar. And so it's like, well, life found that this type of animal worked here. And so like, why?
They probably just didn't have beef, you know, like, didn't we have beef with all the other like humanoids and we just took them out?
Neanderthals?
You know, at one point there was like three or four different species of humanoid creatures that were all similar that lived together for a long time.
We had speech and fucked them up.
Yeah, we fucked them up.
But I think we're like, go over there and kill them.
I mean, we don't know that they didn't have speech.
And
that's
they were
the
like,
weird thing.
They're like, doing something.
They're tricking me.
What are they doing?
Yeah, but they
you could just stand right in front of them and be like, "We're about to kill you, bro."
Yeah,
like, and they'd I don't know.
Put my hand out and say that the war is over, and then I'm going to kill you. You kill him when he shakes my hand,
and then we got America.
Yeah,
You look different, but you're different to the bone.
Yeah.
Down to the bone.
So I just think these elephants got along. They're like, yeah, we're different, but fuck it.
Yeah.
But you have, here you have different creatures on different continents that are, I mean, you know, they had a common ancestor somewhere, but the idea is that whether humans migrated here from another planet or it was another species of humanoids that also mated with humans. So these elongated skulls are a different type of humanoid.
Or aliens.
Some of them.
Which, take a stance. Which is it? Are they humans or are they aliens?
Are they dancer?
I think aliens.
Are you human or are you dancer?
That's a song, I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure. As I asked the question, that song went into my head. And then you did the thing.
I don't like
it's the killers.
I don't like
it's
the word killers. Aliens. I think that it's like I know, but I'm right though. Like,
but you sound like one of our guests. Just take a stance.
Oh no. I'm saying
no, you're attacking me.
So many guests have been like, we'll define aliens, and then I'm like,
No. I'm saying I don't like the word because we're defining
Bill
them.
Bill Clinton on your show.
Hey, could you define aliens for me?
Bill.
I did not have DNA matching chromosomes with that
he would do it.
That elongated skull.
I got a blowjob from an alien. Her name was Monica Lewinsky.
Hey,
ooh, take that, Monica.
It's not a crime if she's an alien.
So with that woman, that's what he's with. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, because he considered her an alien.
Yeah, she's like, she's define alien. Define alien.
Yeah, right. Define
woman.
That's
how he did it. So that whole thing.
Shit, we shouldn't define women, right?
Not tonight.
That can't be.
That's on a different show that I won't be here for.
But, the DNA done at UCLA determined with these elongated skulls that they were studying that the father was not a Homo sapien. That's what they determined.
Wow.
Of these ones that didn't have that clearly weren't binded.
The ones in the pyramid that didn't have any cracks.
And that I think that they were mostly studying the ones from Paracas, Peru.
Oh,
but not they had different things too. Just saying that there were.
Oh, they're in two different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can they make a human woman? Can they make a baby with something that's
So this guy that was doing the genetic stuff said that like, well, we can see this many those 50 differences. We could do that if we were doing some genetic tampering, or if we were if there was an intelligence that wanted some engineering or influence.
Well, but wait, doesn't it go back to what I was saying? It's just like is that the way it works? Homo sapien, Homo erectus, like, those the ones who were existing at the same time? Like, and then couldn't they have crossbred?
Homo means same?
What?
Homo means same?
It does?
Same sex?
Oh, yeah, probably. Homogenous.
Yeah.
But what were the ones who were... if it's not Homo sapien, couldn't it have been one of the other?
Well, that's the thing.
Genus?
Whichever one that they, it's not Homo sapien, but they don't have the DNA of all the different links or all the different.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's it doesn't have to be an alien.
It doesn't have to be an alien, no.
Right.
But it definitely, I mean, that's the thing too, is that like.
Did you say the term that you prefer?
No, I don't have one yet. You know, it's just a humanoid.
So you just like to complain about the word without offering a solution.
Well, I don't have one yet. But the idea that we're calling aliens,
let's workshop
this. Like, you're not from here.
Why don't we?
You're an alien.
Why don't we do it right now? And henceforth, the aliens that we discuss on
extraterrestrial.
No, because they might come from inside the Earth.
What's the opposite of extra?
Intra?
Intraterrestrial.
Yeah, but what if they didn't come from in the earth?
Extra.
I would say, how about just galactic humanoid? Is that too lame?
I mean, it's galactic. Very long. The thing about alien is it's short.
How about galactic?
You got to shorten it to galactomoid.
Galactomoid?
Galactomoid.
Galactic humanoid. Galactomoid. Humanoid.
That sounds like you're insulting them. We got a real galactomoid over here.
But it's allowing them to be...
I'll never remember Galactomoid. I love it.
Just did.
Okay, I love it. It's now aliens are called Galactomoids. I
mean, I'm going to have to write it down, too.
So when I...
Galactic Humanoids.
When I do the WoW scale, I have to say Galactomoid now?
Please start.
Everyone's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Then we're going to spend 5 minutes
explaining
that. If
this catches on, you heard it here first. Everybody start saying Galactomoid or fuck you.
Well, here's the thing. We...
Get the fuck out.
We'll change
get the fuck out of my house on Thanksgiving.
Is, right?
Galactomoid.
No, I'm not changing it. Just you got to get over it. Everyone, it's a shorthand. Everyone knows that it's aliens. It doesn't have to be correct. They don't exist, so you can't offend them.
Guardians. Galactomoids. He likes Guardians, though.
Yeah.
Guardian
of the galaxy.
But it's too hopeful. And
I don't know that they're benevolent.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like they came and they were like making people's skulls all weird.
If you're going to travel across the universe and you can do one thing, just tinker with their skull and peace out.
Eat a couple.
I'm going to go to Paracas, Peru. Where? Caracas? No. Paracas, Peru. Did you write that down wrong? No. 1,000%. That's where I'm going?
I learned it in a song.
Look, there's a bigger population somewhere else. No, Paracas, Peru, touching 2-3 skulls, peacing out. I'm a galactomozoic.
Yeah, there's like, it's the guy who goes to Paris, Texas on accident, right? Like,
yeah. That's how humans started. Just hilarious. There was like another.
Just buffoonery.
Yeah, there was a Paracas, different planet.
Sounds right. It sounds right.
I mean,
well, and then his pride took over. He was like, I'm not wrong. I'm going to
this is the place.
Yeah, the big lie.
The fuck is wrong with everyone?
You know, the guy that gets here in the ship is the guy that's like, no.
Yeah.
No. It is this way. So, not stopping.
One last cool thing about.
They're trying to go to Cherth. Pretty sure it's Earth. We heard it was Cherth.
No,
it's Earth, and we're going to Paracas on Earth.
in these major places where they find skulls, let's say, so if you look at Egypt, the pyramids in Egypt are aligned to Orion's belt, you know, and if you were to map out the reflection of the constellation onto Earth. You'd have, you know, Orion in Egypt and China, the Pleiades. They've got pyramids there. They have elongated skulls there, and then in Peru, looking at Sirius. Somebody was talking about how these are the three major portals to Earth: the Sirius, Egypt, China. So these elongated skull aliens. Are portaling in.
What did you say, two or three? Three?
What's that?
How many portals?
Three.
Oh, three.
And it's Egypt, China, and what?
Peru.
Okay.
So some people have suggested the reason why we find elongated skulls in these areas where they built pyramids.
Portals.
Was because they built the portals there. And they were there to teach people how to, whether it be because we were going to be a slave race for them or they wanted to. You know, there's a bunch of ideas that are probably all, none of them can be right, but it's great to speculate ideas of what might have happened, you know, like, so they brought technology and information to us to try to, you know, get our consciousness up, have us be smart, you know, it's just kind of like we're the test of like, we're the ant farm.
Alien ant farm. Smooth criminal.
I like it.
I totally forgot about that song, and then it played. It played like yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah. And I thought it was Limp Bizkit. It wasn't.
Limp Bizkit did Faith.
That's what played. Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't like that one.
No, he likes the George
Michael. Gotta have Faith!
Yeah, he's like, Cookie Monster.
and then they were the biggest band in the world because of that song. For like five years. I think it was after. I think
Nookie
Faith,
was after, yeah.
I think Faith put him on the map, though.
Faith put him on the map.
And it's like, that's how you do it, man. Real Big Fish tried, but they're too ska.
Real Big Fish, beer. That's a jam. Put that on your playlist on Spotify. Beer by Beer. Real Big Fish. You will not regret it. Okay. You'll be skanking in your living room.
It'll be scandalous.
Put all your china away.
Put it away. You're going to be rude boy down the hallway.
All right. We've got 10 minutes. What do you want to do with our 10 minutes? We can keep going.
I want to know about these portals.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Talk about the portals.
That's the fun part is that, like, well, it's interesting because, so one question that I have is, like, you know, maybe they were, what if they were imitating the creatures that showed up to try to teach them stuff? And, like, the idea was get some more brain mass, try to have more consciousness. And it just didn't work.
Right.
When's the last time anybody tried this?
I kind of think we should get a kid.
Get a kid.
Try it.
Try it.
See if he's a genius or not. What if this is the answer to, like, telekinesis?
At the very least, they're going to have a bigger brain.
And we're going to open some portals. 2 out of 3.
Oh, shit. But then what if we were to open the portals and then all the
fucking... We'll close China.
Okay, Egypt, so they won't get Omicron.
Well, see, that's the weird thing.
We got to close Egypt.
Well, we got to close. Well, so, I mean, it's everywhere. It's not yet in America.
We don't even know if it's contagious, though, right?
Oh, it's very contagious.
I mean, we don't know if it's severe.
We know it's spreading.
It is contagious.
We
don't,
yeah, it's contagious.
Somebody showed me a chart.
Maybe it's not
like,
severe.
Holy shit. We're going to be shut down again. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, man. No. It's the end.
I'll tell you one thing. I only do this show in person.
Thank you. We only ask you when we know that we can see your beautiful face.
Thank you.
If it does shut down again, what would we do? Set up bubble screens? Like clear plastic?
Probably just quit the whole thing. Like, what are we doing?
Try to get in that portal.
Yeah, let's go into
the portal. Well, that's the sad part that I think about is, like, if there were portals back in the day, and let's say there was anything to pyramids of, like, earth energy, consciousness, connected consciousness, all these things.
This is
they stopped coming.
Yeah. If I've had to listen to this shit for like 6 years, so I understand what he's talking about.
Yeah.
All the pyramids, like, line up with the stars, and so that's what he's saying, that, like, these pyramids are like energy portals or something.
Did it help them?
Who?
In Peru, in Egypt, in China? Is that what we're saying?
Well, they all
die.
The idea, though, is that
they're all dead.
That's how civilization started in those areas.
Okay. Got it.
And so either the Huns had the bloodline from elongated skull sex, or they were mimicking them.
It's a mysterious group, the Huns.
But the Huns would have had cracks, right?
Yeah, they had the regular brain. I mean, this is just me.
It's the name of a Roots album.
But
I love the Roots, man.
Yeah,
isn't it weird that they're just Jimmy Kimmel's, like, nightly band?
It's kind of cool, and it's also kind of like wasted on him.
Yeah.
I'm reading Questlove's book right now.
What does he talk about?
Music.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Does he name his favorite drummers?
Not yet.
You're not to that part?
No, I haven't heard him do that.
If Ringo Starr is not on that list.
Hey, Ringo Starr?
What was the funny quote?
He's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa. That's a good Liverpudlian accent.
That's like the only one I can
do. The only sentence.
Yeah, I can only say that.
He's not even the greatest drummer in the world. Do it again. Do another sentence.
Ask me if Ringo Starr is the best drummer in the world.
Would you say Ringo Starr is the best drummer? I mean, he's a drummer for the Beatles. Is he the best drummer in the world?
Ringo Starr's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Ain't that right, John?
That's even better than the first one. Like, at first I was like, this isn't going to go as...
And then John goes, well, I think you're right, Paul. Then Paul goes,
it's amazing.
I played drums on most of the tracks.
That's amazing.
And then Ringo's sitting in the corner going like, why do motherfuckers hate me so much?
T-T-Ta, motherfucker.
Why don't Liverpool... I met a guy from Liverpool last week
and he did not talk
like that.
Man.
What happened?
They went to Hamburg, Germany for years.
Picture the coolest people...
8 hours a night.
Picture the coolest people in America 20 years ago, what'd they sound? Or 100 years. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like.
The coolest guy 100 years ago. Go.
Fonz.
Fonz?
It wasn't quite 100 years ago, but he was like, hey, what's up?
I'm the Fonz. What is that accent?
Hey. Yo. Oi. Hey. Oh, shit. I did
hey,
like
Richie,
a British thing.
Give me a cheeseburger.
Who Richie. Is the coolest guy right now?
I mean, Tom Hanks.
Tom,
you could do
Tom Hanks is the coolest guy.
Well, you could do Ryan. What's his name? What's his name?
Green Lantern.
Wait, you yeah. would, Ryan Reynolds? You would say cooler than Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, I'm just thinking actors.
but
who yeah, no, you're actor? Right. You're right. The coolest guy's got to be.
I mean, I would put Obama Axl Rose. Up there, right? He got cool after.
No, Obama's done.
But I mean, he's still cool.
Cool for a president.
Yeah, he's not cool.
You seen his jeans?
He's well, like
here's,
a dork.
Here's the thing.
Nobody cool has Obama's jeans.
But I don't know what Kendrick. I love Kendrick Lamar's a lot of his music, but I don't know what he looks like. Better, so he can't be
you know
so
what he
cool.
Looks like.
I don't know what he looks like.
Gorgeous. Way better jeans than Obama. You seen Obama throw a baseball? No good.
That sucks. I picture the top grammars. If they would want to take their picture with the person, that's how you can tell they're cool.
Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson's pretty fucking cool, but yeah. He's old now.
Yeah, but he just was in that TikTok commercial, and I'm like, he's still fucking cool, man.
Okay. Iverson was at one point probably the coolest guy.
And he changed the league. They had to change the dress code because of Allen Iverson and how cool he was.
Plus that huge fight between the Pistons and Pacers.
He was gone by then.
Yeah.
Well, it was 2004. That
Malice happened. At the Palace?
Yeah.
That was when he was that. On the Thuggets, the Nuggets.
Yeah, we had Kmart.
That's
and,
what we call
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's
you're
okay
allowed.
Because we're from
you're
Denver.
You're allowed, yeah.
3 minutes, what's up?
Todd Helton, is he getting in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, I'm not a baseball guy, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Larry Walker did.
Larry Walker got in. They never let a Rockies in because the thin air makes him hit more home runs.
If there was a great pitcher for the Rockies, they would have to let him in.
Yeah. There's been none.
Well, because the stadium is short and the air is thin.
Wait, Ubaldo Jimenez was good.
The Maybe Raider, for like a Raiders. Season.
I know baseball more than.
I don't know shit about baseball.
Should get into it.
All man. I know is those Astros are cheating.
There's a book that was like that came out after they won the World Series. It's like how a ragtag group of like guys like beat all the metrics and one is like they banged on a trash can and a curveball is coming.
Do you think they actually had a little?
I'm fully on board with every conspiracy theory that you can
a
have.
Little. We should do an episode on the Astros World Series.
When Abreu wouldn't they wanted to rip his shirt
and
open.
Like,
he's
look,
like,
it's
no,
a wire. There's a wire.
That's where the wire is.
Yeah.
Plus, he was an undercover cop.
Do you remember I think there was a casino or something where someone would have a little thing that tapped.
Yeah.
They
beat
think
the
that's
shit
what,
out of that guy.
Someone was saying that's
Bobby
what they
to sit,
had.
Bobby to sit in the dugout and look for that. De Niro.
Yeah, no. We know.
Big Bob?
We know who Bobby is.
Big Bob?
All right. We got to wrap it up. Hunk.
Hunk with Mike Bryden Science, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And the wolf, the hungriest wolf is the hungry wolf.
The hungry wolf hunts best on, so you can stream it on almost the things.
The hungriest wolf is the wolf who hunts best.
A football coach told us not to eat before games because the hungry wolf hunts best.
Dumbest advice.
And I was like, what if the hungry wolf had tater tots at noon?
Well, yeah,
like,
I don't want to have.
Pros
like,
are eating hot dogs on the sideline.
McDonald's shits at halftime.
Don't eat before games, well, I would say.
If you can't handle McDonald's.
I watched the movie Soul Food this week, and the kid says, one time my family had Mickey D's, we missed Sunday dinner, we were on the toilet all night. I was like, what is wrong with this family?
Yeah. McDonald's is like the only thing that if I'm driving cross country, I'll like go, this will not fuck me up.
Really? The only thing?
Well, nothing else I've,
I want
like to trust.
When I change my dog's food and everything is out the window.
What?
If you change your dog's food, you got a real butt situation. I can't picture
I don't
butthole,
have a dog.
yeah, it gets bad.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Mike, thanks for being here. Hunk,
for having me.
And the hungriest wolf is the wolf who hunts the best. Did I get it?
That's close enough.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We've got our
new $20 tier coming.
Oh, yeah. We're going to launch a $20 tier based on Brito's instructions.
The rich people.
Will, any plugs?
Yeah, support us on Patreon. Go find Googie on YouTube. I'm trying to get that going again.
All right, great. Well, thanks again. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Good night.